Congratulations on the big win, 62-33 over Scott City.
Thank you.
You guys started slow in that first quarter, had five turnovers, but you guys really came out in the second quarter and took over the ball game. Was there something that you guys changed coming into the second quarter?
Like you said, we took care of the ball. And then once we started to take care of the ball, they gave us an opportunity to get shots off. And then the thing I thought we did really well, we attacked after that, and then we crashed the boards. Yes, they had a size advantage on us, but I think we out-rebounded them, I believe.
I had you guys even, but I was okay. Probably wrong. Well,
that I think that was the big key, was finally started attacking their zone and then started crashing the boards a little better.
Cooper Autry finally has a good game tonight. 14 points in the first half, 12 of those in that second quarter on the run. He had 18 total points and just five rebounds. How big is it to get him to have a good game for you guys as you guys start to look towards your tournament next week?
Yeah, you know, he's had some good games. He just hasn't scored real well. A lot of that was just him deferring to his teammates, which is fine. But we needed him to step up and be more of a threat tonight, and he did that. And that's huge, because when he does that, it makes us better. If everybody out there is a threat, that makes us really hard to guard.
Caden Johnson, 9 points in the third quarter, 16 total points, but he got two fouls in that first half and had to sit for a good chunk and then just came out in the second half on fire.
Well, I told him and Damon they should have plenty in the tank, since they didn't get to play more than a couple minutes that first quarter. So they came out and they played with some energy and gave us a little lift there in that third quarter.
And Braxton Sizemore again tonight, big night, 3 of 4 at the foul line, but he had 9 points again tonight and 6 rebounds, and then his passing was good again tonight.
Yeah, you know, the thing that was most impressive to us coaches the first half, I think he had 6 deflections on our defense, and that kind of gave us momentum. Then it led to him getting some transition buckets, and also, you know, the thing, like you said, he passes the ball really well. Thing he is, he's pretty shifty and he ball fakes really well. He uses his body well, and he stepped up the last two games, and it's making a big difference for us.
You guys finally starting to get right at the free throw line, 11 of 13 at the foul line tonight. How big is that when you're able to make those free throws?
No, it's huge. You know, we've said it all year. Those are going to win us a game, lose us a game. And the last two nights, I think you can see it at the line. We're focused in a little better, a little more confident. So we hope that continues.
We talked about in the the pregame interview, switching up your defenses and doing all that, running a little full court pressure and got in the foul trouble. Had to go away from it for a little bit and then picked it up in the second half. But how big was your defense tonight, even in the half court when you had to call off and they have a definite size advantage? Your defense, I thought the half court was outstanding tonight.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it. Was honestly our press didn't really do much for us. Like you just said, it was our half court defense. We kind of got down in stance. We got in the shorts, and still, even without pressing, we still caused turnovers and deflections just because we were active. And that was our number one emphasis on the defense, was to be active tonight. And I thought in the half court we were really active.
Switch over to the offense. As far as them having a size advantage on us, a difficult guard for us, how difficult was it for them to guard you in the half court and take an advantage of your quickness over their height?
You know, we knew, like, when they started off their starting lineup, they went 3 bigs, which they hadn't done all year. And when we went in the last, all right, we've got them changing one because of our speed. And, that downhill, no way those guys, speed that they could stay in front of us. And we kind of capitalized on that.
How big is it getting that running clock there and getting some of your younger guys in, going into the Hillsborough tournament next week, just kind of saving legs a little bit?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun. Those guys work hard, and they do a lot of things for us in practice, scout guys and scout team, and it's nice for them to get out there and get some recognition. The student section always loves it when those guys get in there, and, they deserve it, and they got out there. And our guys, you can see our guys on the bench that played that, for 3.5 quarters, they were cheering those guys on too. So it's always fun to have that situation.
Okay, talk about the next Tuesday. You got you ended up with the 4 seed out of that tournament with one loss. I mean, so it's a tough tournament, but, talk about your first-round matchup with Clay Center.
Yeah, Clay Center, we're the 4. I think they're the 5, I believe, and they only have 2 losses. So it's going to be a dogfight that first night. We played them last year, actually, in the first round, and You know, we beat them, I think maybe 15 or 20 was what it was, and they've got everybody back. So they're actually a pretty good. So we're going to have our hands full that first matchup. And then if we do handle business, then we've got the number one team in the state and probably Hillsboro in 2A, who is darn good. And on the backside of the bracket, obviously you got number one Heston. So it's going to be one of those weeks where we're going to have to really strap it up, ready to go.
All right, Coach, thanks for coming up. Congratulations on the big win, and good luck next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.